Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
Two suicide bombers at the Kabul airport took the lives of 72 Afghans and 13 U.S. troops. 11 were Marines. More than 100 were wounded in a cowardly attack on those trying to flee the country. The attack was linked to ISIS. The abrupt withdrawal of U.S. troops in Afghanistan left a vacuum where militant Islam is taking over and dismantling progress made in the last two decades. The chaos and confusion rests squarely on the Biden administration for failing to carefully plan an orderly withdrawal. Biden has been criticized for telegraphing the withdrawal date. He pulled troops before evacuating U.S. citizens and Afghan allies. As it stands, it appears that many U.S. citizens will be left behind to fend for themselves if President Biden sticks with the August 31st withdrawal date.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.